He's always asleep. When's he ever going to be any fun? All he ever does is eat and sleep.
Yes, eat and sleep. And that's just about all you did, too, when you were a baby.
It is the hardest Monday morning in the year to wake up.
Yes.
So indeed. We feel you here in the studio. We understand how difficult it is.
But what glory and beauty to wake up with the sun.
Yes, what a beautiful sunrise. The sun's coming up. Life is good. It's like it says it's supposed to be like 27 or something outside. I'm going to pull up the weather right now, but I don't believe it.
I put on my long, large coat and it was not necessary.
Yeah, it's really not too bad. Yeah, my computer says 27. It feels more like 40. High of 43 today, so get your bikinis ready.
Maybe it's our hubris.
Maybe it'll
kick in a little bit.
Good news, though, is that good news, I guess, depending on who you are. Tomorrow, we're supposed to get a ton of snow. It's going to start tonight a little bit around like midnight or so.
I bet you're going to feel just this tension on campus of everyone being like, well, I have assignments due tomorrow, but do I... Yeah, Chigurl has an oral presentation tomorrow and might not have to do it because it's 9 a.m. and we'll see.
Well, 9 a.m. we're supposed to be right in the middle of a big like 12-hour block of heavy snow, so...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway... There's something else I wanted to say. Oh, you know what? Because it's the hardest month of the year to wake up, I just want to remind everyone that, you know, it sucks and it's terrible, but the sun is going to set so late tonight. I'm going to look up this time. 6:47 p.m. the sun is going to set tonight.
What luxury.
That means you'll still be able to see your feet at like 7:30.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You could basically do a barbecue.
Everyone, let's have a darty. Come on, let's go.
Anyway, it's WMFO here in Medford with Adam and Kat on Monday Morning Madness. And here's a little bit of the Talking Heads for you. My professor last week in class played this song, Once a Here It Comes, a little burning down the house. She had it on an old tape recorder from the 1980s.
Wow.
And she was really jamming out to it. It's supposed to have something to do with computer science. I don't know what it is, but...
Yeah. yourself. Yes, it's true, I give, but then I doubt you. Not living it up, living it up while I'm away. But you're never ever gonna let me live it down when I come home. Not giving you up, not giving it up, now there's no way. But you gotta let me hang on to something, honey. Show me every last little thing about you.
Show me.
If you don't show me how you wanna be treated, our history just gets repeated. So you gotta show me, Naomi. Let me live it down when I come home. I'm not giving you up, not giving you up, now there's no way. Though I know that sometimes, yes, you'd rather be alone. Show me, Naomi.
Show me
every last little thing about you.
Show me.
If you don't show me how you wanna be treated, our history just gets repeated. So you gotta show me.
At the freaks, tell me how you Don't ever put his hands on your knees when you're sitting in the passenger seat. Oh, I heard you're looking for love in all the wrong places, and you get stuck in all the wrong gazes. But girl, I can show you how to reverse your pain with an old school sound. He can make it rain, but I can roll you clouds and let your intellect electrocute me. And you don't give me vibes every extra groupie, so I ain't focused on whether your legs salute me, cause I know the sex ain't gonna keep you round. These players and pimpers and got you stressing and deep in doubt. But if you got trust, I'll make sure it's mutual. You ain't gotta be a bad pitch to be beautiful. Show you how to do this. Just step, just yeah. Step, just step
to the right,
step
to the right,
and step
to the left,
just step
to the left,
step
to the right,
step
to the right,
just step
to the left,
step
to the left,
just step,
go.
Whoops, I forgot when that song ended.
Nice.
I was too busy looking at the snow day calculator.
Oh, he's obsessed.
Even though it's kind of an inaccurate tool, the snow day calculator is a lot of fun. Now I have to kind of pull up my background music as we're talking here.
He's so unprepared.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Yeah.
So unprofessional.
I'm really just sitting in the studio. We were looking at all the PSAs. There's a whole like treasure trove of very, very strange PSAs stored in the machine that I had never seen before. So now we know.
Yeah.
And now it's actually kind of terrifying, but
yeah, I think it's good. I think they like try to pick the best ones to
exactly.
Have on the board.
Well, there's a new one in the machine. I don't know if you've noticed. Here we go. Great. There's a new one in the machine called So Much Food Hunger, and how soon is now? 6 minutes, that PSA is.
Whoa.
I mean, who's going to play a 6-minute PSA?
Someone that doesn't love themselves.
Dang, that's really long. Anyway, folks, we could play some really interesting PSAs for you. There was one in there from the Church of Latter-day Saints that was just demonic.
Yeah, it definitely needed a trigger warning
so,
before being played.
So we are not going to play that one, but we found a very, very fun one. About, you know, birds and their health, even though that's not at all what it's about. But I thought it was about birds and their health.
Yes.
So we're going to play it anyway, but
obese
not yet.
Obese hawks.
Yeah, it's called Hawk Obesity, and it's an ad about obesity with Tony Hawk, but I thought that there was a big concern of hawks getting too fat. So,
it's
hey,
hilarious.
You know, it's
to,
possible.
Like,
it's possible. But yeah, I mean, there are hawks on campus. Have you seen them?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a whole family of birds of prey that just kind of, I mean, if I were a hawk, I would love campus here because there's a bunch of really, really just bold rodents.
Yes, fat squirrels and fat rabbits and just feasting.
So anyway, there's a lot to do here on campus, but we're just sitting around. The sun's coming up. Finally, I'm looking at it rising behind Catherine through the window.
Adam made really strong coffee, and
I
now
make some
I
very strong
don't
coffee.
Know what's going on.
So we're having a good time here in the studio. We're feeling very, very buzzed. In that vein, remember this Arcade Fire song from back in the day?
Ooh, do I?
How could you forget, right?
Yes.
Yeah, this is, what's this from? Funeral, their first album. A classic. Wake up.
Let's go, Boston.
Here at 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
in Lucy, I watch you dream. Only time you seem at peace, I've fallen into routine. We fight, then fall asleep. And then I wake up, I think to myself, ooh, what a morning view.
The Boss, of course, there with Hungry Heart. Did you know that song, they sped up his vocals so that they sounded more youthful?
I didn't know that.
Now you know. That's not the original pitch that song was recorded in. They had his vocals sped up so that he sounded more like a child.
Why a child?
It didn't want him to sound like a child, but so that he didn't sound like, you know.
I watched like some old Bruce Springsteen music videos, and I was like, God, he's so attractive.
Yeah, talk to my mom. I'm sure you two could really bond
Mama
over that.
Kirchhoff, I feel you. Oh, God.
Anyway, we got our PSA lined up. Hawk obesity, hawk safety. Make sure that your hawks are, in shape.
Staying in shape.
Ladies, a message from the ad council. If you have a pet hawk,
let it maintain its form.
Make sure you don't feed it high fat foods.
Why don't let's just play the PSA.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's do it.
Hi, professional skateboarder Tony Hawk here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have the energy to skate through anything.
Nice play on words, Doc.
That's how I roll, Bugs. So whether you like to work the half pipe,
now that's catching air,
kick the soccer ball around, or dance in your room.
Just move it your way.
For an hour a day.
The way you like to move, as long as you're moving.
Carve out some time every day and get active, because it's time to do a 180 on what you think exercise is.
Because it can be whatever you want it to be. So be a player.
Be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
So Kirchhoff failed to mention that they had the other characters in it, so I was
I didn't listen to it that much. I thought it was going to be about birds, but it wasn't. It was just about...
Well, there was a bird in it.
Yeah, there was a bird in it, so...
I have a funny story about when I was a kid, I loved Tony Hawk. Like, I idolized Tony Hawk.
Aw, that's kind of cute, though.
And my mom, like, was never into skateboards. She hated them.
Yeah.
But she let my brother and I have Razor scooters, and I decided that I would go down this really steep hill on my Razor scooter because I wanted to be
one way.
Like Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk didn't Razor scooter, he skateboarded.
You know, X Games, all right? I was going to be on the X Games.
Sure, all right.
And long story short, I had to have stitches in my chin.
Nice.
And I just completely ate it. And I still have scars under my chin from my time trying for the X Games as a 4-year-old. Sad.
I have wheeled object related stitches on my face too. So I think we've all had our fair share of wipeouts that have resulted in some stitches.
Yeah.
Some blood,
but
you know.
The awesome thing is Tony Hawk like still does like stuff.
What is he, like 80 now?
No, he's like 50, I think.
Same thing, really.
But yeah, like he still like does some skateboarding, and like he tweets and stuff. I think there's this one tweet I remember that he was like going through airport security, and the person was like, "Oh, Tony Hawk, like the skateboarder. I wonder what he's doing now." Tony was just like, "That's me."
Oh, a different change in my background music.
Wow.
Automatic playlist. Wow, there's a picture of Tony Hawk with Lin-Manuel Miranda. Wow, he's really living the full life, isn't he?
He's so cool. And he's just like a family man.
Just a family man.
Doing
Tony
his
Hawk.
Stuff.
And he's very concerned about obesity.
Yes.
Exercise can be whatever you want it to be, Catherine. As long as you're doing something for an hour a day.
Yeah.
You know?
It's very I liked how they said, like, dance in your room for an hour. That's...
Cry for an hour. That's exercise.
Hey, you burn some calories. You get some ab workout with the heaving sobs.
Anyway, folks, here's next up on our playlist, Trees on Fire, as recommended by Catherine.
Yes.
Never heard the song before, so we'll see what happens.
I like it.
Here on WMFO in Medford.
Ah! They went high, and I don't ever want it to change. Trees on fire, flame went high, and I don't ever want it to stay the same. Hard time.
don't know what I'm gonna do with you. We found your little nose. Should I had a talk with you? Cause you've been on my mind. I know I was out of line telling Dad I'm giving up on you. On the phone, but I can't get through to you. I bought a ticket home. Now I'm dreading seeing you. You give me no choice with your selfish attitude. You'll be pleasant if it suits your mood. Cause you've been on my mind. I know I was out of line telling that I'm giving up on you. I don't want to. Baby, I don't know what I'm gonna do with you. Baby, I don't know what I'm gonna do with you.
So scrolling through Pitchfork, I don't really know when this song ends, or that's interesting. It just fades into the other song. Interesting. Now we know. Scrolling through Pitchfork, I've been reading about just what's going on in the world of music. I saw last night Taylor Swift released a new music video. Did you hear about this?
Oh, God, I'm thankful I didn't.
And we all said, why, Taylor? Let's stop. It's for her song Delicate off of Reputation.
I am so happy I have not listened to any of that album.
Yeah, it's, I don't know how I would put this nicely. It's fine. It's just I have never listened to someone with so much money complain so much about her life and how mad she is at everyone. But the
okay.
The Genius page for Delicate that has all the lyrics and facts has a really funny interview from Taylor Swift. It's like one run-on sentences. During the iHeartRadio Reputation release party, a clip of Taylor saying the following at a Reputation secret session was played. And the quote is, "So this is a song called Delicate. There is an effect that you may hear in the vocals throughout the rest of the album that is recurring, and it's a vocoder. And what is that you say? It's a vocal effect where you sing and the vocoder splits your voice into chords, and you can play your voice on a keyboard and a chord. So basically, if you're singing the notes of a piano and you could play your own voice, that's what you hear in the beginning and throughout the song, and then you'll hear it several times. We tried it in the studio, etc., etc., etc." She keeps going for like 30 paragraphs. And then she just talks about this song and this vocoder thing, and then she says, "So this is called Delicate." On her own take of, "So anyway, here's Wonderwall."
Oh, I love it.
And then Pitchfork last night tweeted that the Smashing Pumpkins are going to release two new albums, to which Catherine and I said, who still listens to the Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah, listeners, if you listen to Smashing Pumpkins, tell us why.
We're curious. I mean, some of their songs were fun in 2005.
Yeah.
But
I mean, in my brain, they're just all wrapped up with like Nickelback and like Creed and stuff. And I'm like, I can't imagine. Well, I was so surprised. So I live in Las Vegas, and the Hard Rock is, I guess, like not doing well in Las Vegas. But over Christmas, their big like headliner is they had Nickelback coming. And I was just like, oh my God,
That's phenomenal. That's the best person you could book.
I was just like, wow, there's such a fan base that people are coming to Vegas to see Nickelback live in concert.
I guess so, right? I guess.
Yeah, but no, moral of the story, the Hard Rock apparently is not doing well.
Dang.
I don't know if that's nationwide or just in Vegas, but...
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, well, the more you know.
I once vomited in a Hard Rock.
Awesome.
What a pleasant life. Anyway, here's a song I love to play on the radio because I can, and it always makes the levels get really high when the beat drops.
Yes.
You can't screw it up.
And now that it's over, I'll never be sober. I couldn't believe, but now I'm so high. Sometimes, maybe just give it some time. Oh, honey, now, girl, we can solve them. If you'll just give me some time, I can open up your mind. If you let it shine, you can free your mind. Cause I know. I'm so high.
give it one night. If you'll just give it a chance, loving you is not my plan. 'Cause I know one day you'll see all the things that we can be. Oh, no, no, no.
Sober, of course, how could you forget? Off of Kawaii. Oh, just transitioned automatically Spotify into Sober by Lorde, which is a great song, and I'm a total fanboy for Lorde, but...
Yes, he is. Yes.
That song has a bad word in it, so yeah. I can't play it on the air.
All you listeners, I just want to clarify that I started crying from laughing immediately after, because I just kept thinking of little Adam Kirchval throwing up, and it's hilarious to me.
Maybe one day we'll just have a sit-down session on the radio where we just tell stories of all of our terrible food poisoning experiences.
I don't think I've actually ever had food poisoning.
What do you mean?
I don't think I've ever had food poisoning. We were saying, like, as a kid, like, you have two groups of people. People that throw up when they feel bad, mm-hmm. and people that do something else when they feel bad. And it's, I was also a vomit kid, so...
Weren't we all, you know?
Yeah, I have a lot of throwing up stories. All of my throw up stories center around motion sickness. Yeah, long car trips, and then evacuating my body during those car trips.
I once threw up because I ate too many Fruity Mentos on a car trip. That's a classic me story. My parents just wanted to shut me up.
I love it.
Anyway, we got two more songs for you, and then we'll head out, get out of your face. I guess no show next week because I won't be here.
Spring break.
And I'm the only one who can unlock these doors. Yeah, spring break, baby.
It's really fun when people are like, what are you doing for spring break? Oh, I'm going to Vegas. And little do they know, I'm just going home. I have 60 pages of my thesis to write.
Woohoo!
So
hell yeah.
Party.
All right, kiddos. Well, we'll see you next week. Look both ways before crossing the streets. Make good choices.
Stay safe with the snow.
Enjoy
We were like, party, but also be safe.
Yeah,
take care
whatever.
Of your body.
Have fun, everyone. Here's a little J Balvin for you. If I will turn the music on, that's kind of important usually.
Yeah.
Vamos a dejar que esto pase. Y mientras tú te entretienes, yo me vuelvo fanático de lo que haces. Quédate aquí, te conviene. Si hay guerra, podemos hacer las paces. Yo quiero que tú me enseñes todo lo que tú haces, tú haces. Tantas son las horas cuando estamos a solas, que quiero tenerte ahora. Me matas y te demoras. Me amo tu actitud. Creo que voy a contestar ahora, ahora, por si después me ignoras. Tantas son las horas cuando estamos a solas, que quiero tenerte ahora. Me matas y te demoras. Me amo tu actitud.
vuelvo a encontrar. Te conviene y lo sabes, como sabes actuar. Y por más que lo disfraces, yo lo sé interpretar. Si todo va bien, no hay por qué pasarlo mal. Tantas son las horas que ya ni quiero esperar. Te conviene y lo sabes, que te quieres quedar. No empezó, pero ya sabes cómo va a terminar. Presiento que quieres acabar encima de mí. Dime, yo paro el tiempo. Siempre recuerda que tantas son las horas cuando estamos a solas. Que quiero tenerte ahora. Me mata si te demoras. Me amo tu actitud. Creo que voy a contestar ahora, ahora, por si después me ignoras. Tantas son las horas cuando estamos a solas. Que quiero tenerte ahora. Me mata si te demoras. Me amo tu actitud. Creo que voy a contestar ahora, ahora, por si después me ignoras. Con confianza le damos hasta el suelo. Un par de copas yo ya sé que puedo. Tómate tu tiempo, mi nena, yo espero. Y aunque me mate, solo sugiero. No hay más que hablar, dímelo después. Baby, ahora hay que aprovechar, por si no se vuelva a dar otra vez. No hay más que hablar, dímelo después. Baby, ahora hay que aprovechar, por si no se vuelva a dar otra vez. Tantas son las horas cuando estamos a solas. Que quiero tenerte ahora. Me mata si te demoras. Me amo tu actitud. Creo que voy a contestar ahora, ahora, por si después me ignoras. Tantas son las horas cuando estamos a solas. Que quiero tenerte ahora. Me mata si te demoras. Me amo tu actitud. Creo que voy a contestar ahora, ahora, por si después me ignoras. J Balvin, man, Sky rompiendo, Tiny. Reggae, reggaeton, yeah, yeah. Como reggae, reggaeton, yeah. Estamos rompiendo, no estamos rompiendo, muchachos. Let go, let go.
Yeah. sister.